Good evening. How are you? I'm good. I'm just here now in bed. And
oh goodness. I cannot stop yawning. Okay.
And I'm just here and I wanted to give you an update about my Saturday night. So after all my dressing up and makeup and hair and all that, I finally got out of the house. And I hopped in my car and
I just went.
The venue, the ballroom isn't that far away from my house. Actually, it's probably around 30 minutes or so, because it's actually deep, deep, deep in the woods. So it was okay, and then the only thing I guess that might be scary is that you have to take the back roads. So you're going deep into the woods to find this place, and, it's a long, winding road, and it's dark, and there's hardly any street lamps or lights. And, but I was okay. I was just cruising, probably going about 60 average, because I've been through that part before, and I just know that, you know, I know where all the turns are and stuff, so I wasn't really scared. And so I was driving to the place, and then I got there, and then there was like this family with like these two families with their kids, and they were standing in the middle of the parking lot, and they were talking to each other, and I was like, oh, hello, could you please be so kind as to move? Well, I said that with my vehicle, sort of. I was just there, and they just did not notice me for some reason, even though my lights were shining full on them. Also, my car is a minivan, so, I mean, that was the one I took that night because the other car was not here. But anyways, yeah, so minivan, and they still didn't move. And then,
finally, they moved out of the way,
and then I went and I parked, and, it was so pretty. The place was, well, the ballroom is actually an old, it's a recently converted cotton mill or cotton dyeing mill. And last night it was so pretty. It was, the moon was out and it was really bright, like where you can create shadows with just moonlight, and it was shining, and there were like string lights and those big glass bulbs, but on a string light. I don't know if you know what I mean, but they're like an older style, and they were just hanging all over the place. And so I tried to go in, but I went to the wrong exit entrance, and I tried the door, and I was like, oh, okay. So I went to the other entrance. And, yeah, I had to pay $10. I thought it was gonna be free, but, oh well. It was a very nice venue, and they had a fancy spread, and, yeah. So, it was $10, but you could also enter the raffle for a prize. And, I didn't win, though. Darn. But, and so it's nice, because you go in at the level that I went in. It's the cafe and eating area, and you go in, and there's tables and little cozy nooks and places to sit and chat and have coffee and talk, and you move towards the railing and the balcony, sort of, and you look down at the dance floor, and there's a stage. It's a huge stage with the big red curtains, and there were string lights hung up all over the dance floor, and everyone was dancing. It was so nice. They were all doing tango. It was very romantic. They even had a disco ball, but they didn't drop the disco ball this time. And it was so pretty, and they had set up some tables down there, I guess to make it a bit more intimate. And,
so many things.
And, so I went down nervously, and, because I was an hour late, but, you know, people were just enjoying themselves, they didn't really pay attention to me. And then I got down, and then I actually noticed, I saw some people that are from my dance class and from other social dances that I've been to. And, so I went over to the side to put on my shoes because, people were mostly already sitting at tables or on benches and they had a spot and I didn't have a spot. So I went to the corner and I put on my dance shoes. And then this one Russian guy named Sasha, he came over and he said hi. And I've danced with him before. And he's nice. He's a little intense at times, but he's friendly. He was just saying hi and talking to me. And then he asked me if I would like to dance with him, and I said I would. But he was saying that we would wait for the next dance to start because the one that was playing at the moment was too fast for him. And he was saying that he hadn't warmed up yet. I was like, neither have I. And my teacher was actually the DJ. And so I went and said hi to her. And she's like, where have you been? Yeah, you haven't been coming to class. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't have any money. I can't come to class. And she's like, oh, it doesn't matter. Just come to the beginner's lessons, and we need more followers, and we need more women there. And I was like, wow, that's good, because it means more guys are learning tango, which is great. Oh, there's always so many women at the tangos, and not enough men to go around, and so, yeah, kind of sucks. So sometimes you'll see. Well, yes, it depends on some of them, but sometimes you'll see, like, the ladies will jump up and already start moving towards the guy to get into his line of vision, and sometimes they'll just straight up ask him. Are you cozy? I hope you're cozy and comfortable. I'm sorry, my story's kind of boring, but I don't know. So anyways, I waited. Sasha and I waited for the next one, and then I didn't see him. Or I think it was a faster song again, so he was like, oh, we'll wait for the next one. I said, okay. And instead I saw another classmate. I saw a classmate named Patrick, and he came and he danced. He asked me to dance, and I was like, okay, I'm just really, really rusty since I haven't danced in a while, like a good long while. And, so, so he's a very good dancer. I notice he doesn't usually ask me, because he usually goes for the ladies that are more experienced. But, I mean, that's okay, well, I guess. I don't know. Hopefully in time, I don't know. But he's very friendly, and he always tries to help me out and help me with my technique and stuff when it's during class or during our practicas. And, so we're dancing. And I sucked. I guess that's always what happens when you do the first dance and you're just trying to get back into the groove and the rhythm of things, and I guess I was too focused on the steps and just worried, and I could feel my shoulders were tensing up and my arm was stiff and tense, and I was like, okay, relax, relax, relax. But it's so difficult too, but I kept trying, and then I would mess up and I would forget how to do certain things, and he's like, it's okay. And I would just kind of laugh and be embarrassed. But I made it through the first song with minimal damage. And then second song, I got a little bit better. Except at the end, I totally messed up. And I was just like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, it's okay. And he was just laughing because I was laughing because I'm just such a doofus. And I was like, okay, just gotta shake it off, just like warm up. And I like hopped up and down a bit, and I was like shaking out my shoulders and cracking my neck, and he's just laughing more. And then we try to be serious, and then he started laughing again because he couldn't be serious. And then I guess I was a little bit self-conscious because I noticed on the balcony, on the railing, more people had gathered, and I think they weren't actually tango dancers, they were just people observing. And I got a little bit paranoid. I was like, oh, what's going on? No, don't look at me. I'm bad. But then afterwards, it was, third time was a bit better. Then I think I took a break. Then later, Sasha found me. And then we danced, and I was like, oh goodness. And, I kind of stepped on me a few times, because also it was partially my fault, partially his fault, but yeah, I was still pretty much warming up, and oh, I should just hurry up the story. So anyways, yeah, I danced with a lot of very nice people. There was this little cute old man, his name was Bill, and he was shorter than me, and he was like, I don't know, in his 60s, older, but yeah, it's usually a lot of older people that go to these events. I'm usually the youngest person there, and everyone else is in 40s and up, I would say. Not many young people. But yeah, but a lot of grandpas. A lot of grandmas and grandpas. But it's nice, I like it because they're very sweet, and the grandpas always take care of you. And they smile, and they're very gentlemanly, and they'll escort you to the dance floor and back to your seat, and they're just super cute. I like dancing with them. They just really want to enjoy and make sure that you enjoy. So, it's very nice. Bill was a cute old guy. We danced to, oh no, we danced one tanda and then a break, and then we danced another tanda together. And, who else? I met this guy named Juan. He's very, very nice. And, I think he was one of my favorites because he was very clear in his leading. And my favorite part of tango is when you get really close and you just hold on to each other, and the leader supports you and isn't crushing you, but you just feel secured and there's that connection. And with our arms wrapped around each other and our hand and holding each other's hands, I can just feel the pulse of, like, the music, and I know what my partner wants to do. And then at times like that, I can close my eyes, and I can feel safe knowing that my leader will keep me safe, I guess, during the dance. And I can just focus on dancing and the music and just feeling. And it's all about feeling. And that's what I really love. That's what I That's the best when you have a partner that you can just trust. And you'll know that he'll take care of you and make sure nothing bad happens, and he just wants you to have a good time. And Juan, he had been dancing for about 9 years. And it was just had a very nice, clear lead. And I closed my eyes and I rested my forehead kind of against his, like my temple against his temple. And we just synchronized. It was awesome. Let's see. Yes, and then I saw this one lady, and her name is Laura, I think, and she kept introducing me to people, and she's like, "And this is so that we're trying to introduce you so you'll stay around, because once you're here, you can never leave." And it's like, what? But it's funny, because I'm the newbie, and she's like, "Yep, gotta keep you. Can't leave, you can't leave. You're one of us now." It's like, okay. And then I ate cheese from like this local farm. It was so good. There were so many different cheeses, like a cheese platter, and there were some cured meats, and it was good. So good. With bread, and they had hummus and vegetables and fruit and chocolate covered almonds and chocolates and wine and so many yummy things. I didn't have any wine, though. But I ate a lot of cheese and bread and meat and chocolate and grapes. So much good food. And I just watched some and just enjoyed the dreamy, romantic atmosphere. It was so nice. Oh, let's see. Who else did I dance with? I danced a valse with this one guy, and I've seen him before, and he's kind of cocky, but I really like his girlfriend because she's in my dance class sometimes, and she's very sweet, and she's very talented, and she practices leading, so when I partner up with her, it's great, and we just help each other a lot, but she wasn't there, sadly, but I danced with her boyfriend, and he was cool. He was just kind of really tall, though, so it was kind of hard to hold. But we did some interesting things, and he spun me, and it was fun. So it was nice. What else? Yeah, I just talked with some people and watched mostly and danced, and it went on until... dancing went on. It was supposed to be until 11, but they kept going until 12-ish. Oh, near the end of the night, my feet were hurting so bad because my shoes they're really old, and they're not even mine, and they don't fit me all that great, but they get the job done, and I noticed it was, like, catching a lot on some of the floorboards, and I don't know, I, like, ended up, kicking myself in the back of my leg somehow with my heel. I don't know how I did it, but I did somehow. And then Sasha asked me to dance again. I was like, okay. And we were doing really well the first song. The second song I kind of messed up, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, it's because my feet are just kind of tired right now, and they hurt a little bit. And he's like, it's okay, just think of it like the fairy tale, or I think that's what he was saying, but he was like, think of the fairy tale where the witch transformed the princess, and she danced all night. And she was the most beautiful princess, and she was the best dancer out of anyone. But for each step, it felt like it was the worst pain in the world. I was like, oh, okay, so I'm that princess, dancing and beautiful, yet in pain. Well, sounds about right. And so I just kept going, and I was like, oh, it really hurts. It really does. But I was a slave to the music. And, I don't know. I just also wanted to get my money's worth. So, I danced all night as much as I could. And, I had a lot of fun, and, yeah, I was nice and tired by the end, but I stayed to help clean up, and, said bye to everyone, and, I got a lot of kisses from the grandpas. Like, they would kiss me on the cheek, and it would tickle my face, because they're all beardy and whiskery, and it tickled, and they just kept giving me kisses on the cheek after a dance, or when they said bye, and they just, like, squeezed my arm. So cute. Then I drove home. I called my friend, because she lives nearby, but she didn't pick up. I mean, it was already, like, 12-something. And so I drove along the lonely country roads until I got back to the highway, and then I went home. Yep. And that was my Saturday night. It was very nice. And oh, I ended up being really hungry again when I got home. I think I ate some toast and cheese because I didn't eat enough. I didn't eat before going dancing. And, yeah. Hungry. And then I think I just watched some YouTube videos or watched something until I settled down. So yeah, that was my Saturday night. And after all that crazy frantic hair and makeup and stuff, I felt pretty good about it. I felt pretty. And, yeah, I'm just glad my hair stayed out of my face for the most part. Alright, and I think I'm gonna stop now, because I have no more story to tell. And the story isn't that great, but I don't know. If you wanna pretend that I'm trying to bore you to sleep, then that works. And I think this would be a good story to bore you to sleep. Okay, well, good night. I hope you sleep well, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Bye.